Greetings, Manazis. Welcome to the best current year ever. I am your host, Fascist Lemming. It's been one heck of a week, as we all know. This is going to be a pretty high energy episode. We got Nazi Pepe, coming into prominence. We have David Duke trending on Twitter. We have Netanyahu asking you if you would like to ethnically cleanse Jews, blacks, and Mexicans. And much more. So once again, thanks for checking out my show. Thanks for listening to me. It's a white privilege. I'm very honored to be on Radio Aryan with a fine lineup of radio hosts. Make sure you check out the website, radioaryan.com. So like I said, it's been one heck of a week, especially the 9/11 anniversary, where Hillary Clinton collapsed on camera at the memorial event. And it's so funny, one tweet I saw, I can't remember who tweeted it, but it said, another 9/11 anniversary, and we're still debating if something can be hot enough to cause something to collapse. Because, oh, that's so clever. I love that, because Hillary Clinton claimed to be overheating, even though it wasn't even cold outside, and jet fuel does not melt steel beams. A quick note on 9/11, Jews did it, and it was a controlled opposition. A smoking gun being a World Trade Center 7, collapsing without being hit by a plane. And the ultimate major red flag is that a reporter for BBC reporting the collapse of World Trade Center 7 before it actually collapsed. So there you go. That's all you need to know. I literally just explained everything you need to know. So, yeah, it's been good. We're going to talk about David Duke here at the best current year ever. We actually do talk about David Duke's Senate campaign because it is extremely important. Donald Trump's presidency is as important, in my opinion. I'd say they're about the same, you know. But at least with David Duke, we know for sure what this guy is all about. He speaks the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. But Donald Trump, he might not be as hardcore as David Duke, but he's going to build us a nice wall and deport them all and all this good stuff. So here at Best Current Year Ever, we love to talk about David Duke. This dude is a great man. He's been at the forefront of our movement for decades. And if you have any spare shekels, I implore you to donate to his campaign. So anyway, let's get to these stories, guys. First story from Daily Stormer. Awesome Viceroy Pence refuses to call eternal hero David Duke a deplorable. Yids flip lids. And this is from a new writer at Daily Stormer, the Right Honorable Sir Reginald Poindexter. So, yeah, I forgot to mention the whole basket of deplorable situation that also happened this week. Very exciting. On Friday, Hillary Clinton gave a speech and said, half of Donald Trump supporters are a basket of deplorables. I mean, who even says that, first of all? So anyway, it's become a meme. I even changed my Twitter handle to Deplorable Lemming. It's pretty funny. A lot of people did that on Twitter. Daily Stormer has the word deplorable in almost all of their headlines. Pretty funny stuff. That's our kind of humor. You know, we're not into like scat humor or like really dark, like just dark humor like these Jews are, right? We like funny stuff, or wholesome, innocent stuff that's funny. Speaking of which, I was watching a comedian the other night, Brian Regan, and it's just so nice to watch a comedian be funny about totally innocent things that don't have anything to do with, you know, race or degeneracy. But anyway, that's a total digression. So we're going to watch this clip with Mike Pence and David Duke. Or excuse me, Mike Pence and Wolf Blitzer.
There are supporters, and you know this, there are some supporters of Donald Trump and Mike Pence who, like David Duke, for example, and some other white nationalists, who would fit into that category of deplorables, right?
Well, as I've told you the last time I was on, I'm not really sure why the media keeps dropping David Duke's name. Donald Trump has denounced David Duke repeatedly. We don't want his support, and we don't want the support of people who think
so
like
you
him.
Call him a deplorable. You would call him a deplorable.
No, I don't. I'm not in the name-calling business, Wolf. You know me better than that. What Hillary Clinton did Friday night was shocking.
You know, I've been wondering the same thing Mike Pence is wondering. Why is the media so obsessed with David Duke? Of course, the only thing that really makes sense to me is that they think they can demonize Trump by utilizing Duke, and you see a bunch of subversive Jews like Mike Cernovich and others, you know, saying the same stuff in the David Duke's trending, that, oh, he's just going to hurt Trump's campaign, and that's why some people don't want to talk about David Duke. They think he's going to hurt Donald Trump's campaign. Well, first things first, right? They've been trying to hurt Trump with David Duke this whole time, and it obviously hasn't worked. There's no evidence that it's worked, and I'll even go so far to say nothing makes us look bad here in the alt-right. Nothing makes us look bad because our enemies are already maxing out all of their efforts to make us look bad from every angle possible anyway, so this whole David Duke nonsense, it's just more noise, right? But it's really funny that they do keep bringing him up. I think it's not just that they think it's going to hurt Trump. I think they're unhinged when it comes to David Duke. They don't like David Duke. And I'm going to quote something that the Right Honorable Sir Reginald Poindexter wrote in the article. He says, "You see, David Duke is kryptonite to Jews. He shoots truth rays from his mouth that render them completely helpless, even at long distances. In fact, the last time that Rabbi Wolf spoke to Dr. Duke, he could only tolerate the truth radiation for a matter of seconds before he demanded that the intercontinental satellite link be severed." That was pretty amazing. I actually haven't watched this interview before, but David Duke was in Iran, attending a Holohoax rally with Ahmadinejad, and he was doing this interview with Wolf Blitzer. Now, granted, I think Pence, he handled himself well. He didn't cuck out. I mean, of course, he did disavow us, which is fine at this point. That's what we want him to do. But he didn't call David Duke a deplorable. And it's not even just calling him a deplorable. It's that he rejected the bullying from these media Jews, this, you know, thought policing. It's like, you must say he's deplorable. But anyway, even though he handled Wolf Blitzer well, I want to play a short clip from that interview with Duke and Wolf Blitzer from about, I think it was 2008.
We invited you on, and the question is, if we invited you on, why is there a Zionist conspiracy if we're letting you on television right now? How do you explain that?
Well, how do I explain that? I think that you can't affect the news. I think you have to put some spin on what's happening.
But we didn't have to invite you on CNN.
And you want to, it's an attack mode, always an attack mode when people like myself come on there. But you thought you could handle me with your 11 connotations of the Ku Klux Klan.
All right,
and you can't handle the truth. And the fact is, you are an agent of Zionism. You work for AIPAC, the lobby in this country that controls Israeli policy.
Mr. Duke, I'm going to read to you what Mahmoud Ahmadinejad has said.
An Israeli agent.
All right, I'm going to read.
That's how you handle Wolf Blitzer. He BTFO'd Blitzer so bad on that interview that he cut the satellite link. That's so funny to actually see that. That's so you know you're being effective when the media Jew you're talking to is like, oy vey, shut it down, the goyim, no. You know, that's pretty much what happened in that interview. But anyway, once again, based Pence, good job. So next article from the InfoStormer, laugh out loud. Jew Wolf Blitzer causes David Duke to trend on Twitter. Oh, and wasn't this so much fun, guys? I got home from work yesterday, which was Monday. Today's Tuesday. I record this show a day before it's uploaded on Wednesdays. So yesterday, Monday, I come home from work and I get on Twitter, and first thing I see, David Duke trending on Twitter. It's like, this is the best damn current year ever. That's why I named my show that. And I mean, I'm about to be covering Nazi Pepe, so I mean, it's so obvious this is the best year. I've never laughed this much in a single year, I don't think. Like, so many belly laughs, too. Like, really hearty laughs. It's been the year of lols, basically. But it is funny. David Duke wound up trending on Twitter because Base Pence refused to call him deplorable. And you could see all these liberals and anti-whites and Jews in the trending. And they're acting like Pence is a crypto KKK member. Just because he wouldn't say David Duke is deplorable. Even though he literally stated, we disavow David Duke and anyone who thinks like him. I mean, how much clearer does it get than that? But he doesn't say deplorable. So the media freaks out. Or I don't know, maybe they freaked out so much or if they just took advantage of the situation. They're like, let's tell the Guillaume that he didn't call him deplorable. It was so horrible. So you see all this anti-white vitriol. You know, I'm being forced to tell people, you know, I have my oven on preheat. You know, we're about to make concentration camps fashionable again after Trump wins because people are just out of control anti-white. You know, they really do hate us. And that's fine because we hate them too. But it was very fun to be in the trending. I tweeted like 6 million times and got like over 10,000 impressions in one day just because I tweeted so much in that hashtag. Or it wasn't a hashtag, it was a trending. I don't know what else to call it because it wasn't like hashtag David Duke. It's just that the term David Duke was being tweeted about so much it started trending, right? And BuzzFeed called David Duke, and at least I give props to BuzzFeed. At least they actually called David Duke up. I mean, these other stations, they should be bringing Duke on. And it's funny, too, because you see that cute little message or that cute little question that Wolf Blitzer asked David Duke in that clip I played about, oh, well, if it's all under control, then why are we letting you on? Notice how they don't let him on anymore. They never let him on. Maybe it's because he called out Wolf Blitzer as an agent of AIPAC. You know, it's so funny that Wolf Blitzer said that, and now he's completely not allowed. But BuzzFeed, at least, will call him up, get his take on what's going on. So it's good times. So one of the really awesome things about the trending is that it reached over 100,000 tweets. So it's like everybody was talking about it. And, you know, he's trending on Twitter as the result of his hard work over these past decades. It's not because the media is using him. It's because the media fears him. They know he's been elected. People familiar with facts know this. So there is a legitimate fear. You know, he's not just a former KKK. Like, he's literally a former congressman. So you can't just write off someone who's formerly elected congressman who passed pro-white legislation in regards to affirmative action. And if he gets elected to Senate, he's going to do that again. He's going to bring up 1965 Immigration Act, try to repeal that. He's going to try to make it safe for people like me and you to have this conversation without the fear of being fired. If it wasn't for that, my name would not be Fascist Lemming. It would be my actual name all day, every day. On Twitter, Facebook, YouTube. So, you know, that's why I have respect for, you know, the public figures who put their names out. Because, you know, they don't have anything to lose. A lot of us can't lose our jobs or we're not going to be very useful. You know, if we can't feed ourselves or pay the rent, we're not going to be much use to the struggle, right? So, those are my two main reasons why I support Duke. But of course he tells the truth about Jews, and that's the most important thing. He's been red-pilled on Jews and race for decades, and we're going to have a guy like that in the Senate right there with Donald Trump, holding Donald Trump's feet to the fire in a meaningful way, not like some crazy liberal Democrat would. You know, keep Trump honest and all this stuff. And that's why they fear him. So, with that being said, I'm going to play a short clip of David Duke's take on the whole Based Pence situation.
You know, Adrian, it's hard to explain. I see this as a seminal thing last night, what happened with Pence on Wolf Blitzer. No matter if, even if he tracks it back or whatever he tries to do, this was a seminal event when the vice presidential nominee of the Republican Party, here's Wolf Blitzer trying to force him, intimidate him to using the same definition, the same expletive against me, call me a deplorable. And he basically, and this guy is very soft-spoken, you know, and he's not really been hardcore in the issues. And yet he said, no. He says, I'm not going to call him names. So the Wolf Blitzer is trying to get him to call me this expletive and call me this, you know, vicious name to demonize me. And he said, no. He said, well, we're not seeking your support. We're not asking whatever. But he said, he refused to use the narrative of the media. This is a breakthrough. This is a true breakthrough against this total control of the media to determine who our friends are, to determine even our language. This is a breakdown of the political correctness in this country, which is so similar to that of the political correctness of the Soviet Union, that you refuse to use the words, those key words that the enemy is trying to use to portray our people and the opposition, the true opposition to what the government's doing. This was a breakthrough last night when Pence refused to use the words that Wolf Blitzer tried to force into his mouth.
All right, guys, moving on to the next story. This is great. Nazi Pepe, praise be to Keck. Definitely meme magic is real, as we are all seeing this best current year ever. That's another reason why this is the best current year ever, because this is the year that meme magic became just blatantly and utterly real. Okay, and basically this is all the result of Hillary Clinton's deplorables comment. Because Don Jr. posted a picture to Instagram, and I think Roger Stone tweeted the same image, and it had a spoof image from the Expendables movie, but it had photoshopped a lot of people's faces on, like, Donald Trump, Don Jr., Steve Bannon, Alex Jones, Milo, and then one of them had Pepe the Frog on there too. So the media took this and ran with it, because Don Jr. is posting white supremacist icon Pepe the Frog. And so we have all these different news outlets covering this just because Don Jr. posted something on Instagram. See, we live in a changing world, guys. This isn't 2008 or not even 2012. I don't think social media was on this level, because, you know, it's doubtful that Don Jr. posted that because he wanted to slip in the Nazi frog. But it happened, and so he can be made to look like he has ties to white supremacists, and then it winds up giving us more coverage and spotlight in the media, and it's just great. I mean, it's like it was meant to be. It's like the internet really is what's going to help us win this battle against these Jews. You know, I have a feeling that these Jews have been losing sleep the day the internet came into being. You know, we've had a lot of pitfalls and failures in past history, but you can't say, oh, well, that one time in 1945 when we lost the war, it's because we didn't use Twitter well enough. Like, this is a whole different world. We live in an absolutely brand new age, and it's looking good because the internet is inherently red-pilled, just like artificial intelligence is. I talked about that in a recent video on my YouTube channel. Please make sure to check out my YouTube channel, because I put out a couple videos a week definitely a handful of videos a week. So check those out. But it's just amazing. And I got some great clips for you guys. So we're going to play a real short one real quick.
I think, Boris, that Democrats like Maria would probably cite things like this to prove their point. Donald Trump Jr., for example, he put this image on his Instagram account. It's a meme of Pepe. And for those of you who don't know, Pepe is a white nationalist symbol. David Duke, the former KKK leader, also tweeted a similar meme, but photoshopped his face into the image. But you get the drift here. This is why Democrats say what Hillary Clinton said is fair.
So the main headline about Pepe the Nazi Frog that we're going to cover is from the Daily Stormer. HillaryClinton.com, that cartoon frog is more sinister than you might realize. That's right. That cartoon frog is more sinister than you might realize. That's what things are coming to. Sinister cartoon frogs. So this was written by someone named Elizabeth Chan. And the article is entitled, Donald Trump, Pepe the Frog, and White Supremacist, an Explainer, and carries a subheading, That Cartoon Frog is More Sinister Than You Might Realize. So now we have the Hillary Clinton campaign writing articles about Pepe the Frog. And it was actually triggering when I clicked on the article because Hillary Clinton's website has an En Español tab. I've never seen that on a website. You know, you have it when you call your bank or, you know, you go to HEB and the aisles, they have them also in Spanish and in English. That's triggering enough, but I've never seen a website do that. And of course, it's Hillary Clinton going after all those illegal MUDs. So that was triggering, definitely. But this article is so funny. It's like written for a two-year-old. Like a two-year-old could read this. It's like, oh, Pep is a Nazi. Nazi bad. Vote Clinton. So I'm going to read a little bit of it. It says it. Why is there a frog standing directly behind Trump? Oh, man, I'm so glad that exposés about white supremacists and Donald Trump have a question. Why is there a frog standing directly behind Trump? Oh, man, the power of memes. We don't know the true powers. The memes are escalating. The meme magic is getting stronger and stronger. So, why is there a frog standing directly behind Trump? That's Pepe. He's a symbol associated with white supremacy. Wait, really? White supremacy? That's right. Please explain. And so it goes into like the whole association. And it actually quoted Jared Taylor Swift, a prominent Twitter user. And he said, we basically mixed Pepe in with Nazi propaganda, etc. We built that association. And we have, successfully. Nazi Pepe is now official. He's not Normie Pepe anymore. He's Nazi Pepe. Nazi frogs are going to be the most effective people who ever carried out the 14 words. I did not see that coming. I thought we were going to save ourselves or, you know, maybe God was going to come down and save us. But no. Fictional frogs from the internet is going to save the white race. Best current year ever. So, a few more questions from the article. Let me get this straight. Trump's presidential campaign is posting memes associated with supremacy online? Yes. But it's just his son and one of his closest advisors, right? Nope. And then the article shows a screen cap of a Donald Trump's tweet of President Pepe back on October 13th, 2015. And that is so funny. I forgot about that one. That was one of the early dog whistles back in the day, you know, back in 2015, like when he told that guy who said Jews did 9/11, he was like, yeah, he's one of us. Yeah, he's pretty high energy. He's a Trump guy. Those are the good days, but now these are the better days. And it's just amazing. It really is. So I'm going to play some awesome clips from MSNBC. It's just about a minute and a half. It's so hilarious. Check it out.
Explain the Pepe the Frog meme and how it relates to our current events, our current moment.
The Daily Beast and Olivia Newsy has a brilliant deep dive into who Pepe the Frog is. But needless to say, it started out as this white nationalist underground symbol. It got co-opted into the mainstream. Katy Perry even tweeted an image of it once. And then now the white nationalist movement is trying to bring it back and make it their own again. And they've done that successfully during this campaign season. And so you'll often see him and I'm sure you guys get this like I do, on your Twitter feed, where people who will be trolling you about Donald Trump and attacking you about Donald Trump will often have that face as their avatar. So it's become very much a dog whistle for the white nationalist movement.
Roger Stone tweeted a similar image, calling himself so proud to be one of the deplorables. There's Stone all the way on the left. Or on the other side, Stone's friend and fellow conspiracy theorist, Alex Jones, who believes 9/11 was an inside job. We should note this image was tweeted on September 10th. And that cartoon character next to Trump started out several years ago as a random obscure internet meme known as Pepe the Frog. It has since been at least partially co-opted by white supremacists and neo-Nazis for use in all kinds of racist and anti-Semitic garbage, including this tweet telling political scientist Daniel Nikanian he's, quote, heading for the oven. That same meme, the one with Roger Stone and Alex Jones, the Nazi frog, was posted to Instagram by Donald Trump Jr., a close advisor to his father's campaign.
Good times, good times. I just want to thank the media and Hillary Clinton for giving us so much exposure, and by doing so, proving that Jews don't secretly plan everything 100% successfully ahead of time and never fail at any of their efforts. You know, I'm pretty high energy. It's, you know, I'm feeling a lot better about our prospects the way things are going. So anyway, I'm going to change the tone a little bit. I don't really care to cover this so much, but I just want to put it on the record anyway. But this headline is from InfoStormer. Jew fudge packer Milo goes on CNBC to steer people away from discussing the Jewish problem. And Red Ice Radio just did an awesome takedown of this interview that Milo did on CNBC. But basically, Milo goes on there and says that the alt-right's about Western supremacy and how we want to have, you know, a liberal democracy and capitalism, and we just don't like Muslims. And yeah, it's just, I mean, it's whatever at this point. I don't think he's much of a threat, but it is extremely annoying and aggravating that we have this gay Jew running around, you know, trying to act like he knows us and can explain who we are. Look, the alt-right is white nationalist, period. That's it. That's all there is to it. Anti-Semitic white nationalism, that's what the alt-right. Even Jared Taylor said, gas the kikes, at the alt-right press conference. Of course, he was just saying how some people say that. But the fact that the phrase gas the kikes was uttered at the first alt-right press conference, that's God or the universe or whoever sending you a message that, yes, alt-right, anti-Semitic, white nationalist. So anyway, I just have a few, a really short highlight reel of some of the things he said that stood out to me.
Are you the alt-right? And what is the alt-right?
No, I mean, I've never identified as the alt-right. The press seems determined to crown me the queen of it. All I've done is give them a fair hearing in the press. I think that white identity and white nationalism is a little misleading. I think it's more accurate to say that the alt-right cares about Western supremacy rather than white supremacy. The press seems determined to label the alt-right this misogynist, hateful, racist, homophobic, anti-Semitic movement, and yet at the same time tries to crown, you know, a gay Jew who never shuts up about his black boyfriends as the leader of it.
I actually do agree with that last statement he said. Maybe he is reading the Daily Stormer, because it is absurd. It's absolutely absurd and extremely annoying that the media is trying to crown a gay Jew as the leader of an explicitly pro-white, anti-Jew movement. So, moving on, some Trump news for you guys. I got two articles. First one from the InfoStormer. Glorious leader speaks to massive number of evangelical Christians. So, he spoke at a massive, he spoke at a rally with a bunch of evangelicals last week, and I didn't watch the whole thing. I just watched him discuss the media. This is one of my favorite things about Trump, is his approach to the Christian question. You know, he wants to allow Christians to be political again, which is going to be amazing, especially if Trump has already won, because they're going to be emboldened by his victory, and they're going to stop, or some of these churches at least, they're going to stop being so politically correct and degenerate, you know, full of mud people and faggots. And, you know, these churches are one of the main, they're one of the main problems we have in terms of getting these refugee mud vaders in our country. A lot of them are coming in through the churches, because, you know, that's why we call it Christianity. Because, I mean, you know, just the current state, definitely. And it's just these churches are cucked. And we got to change the attitude. So Donald Trump's going to give these Christian leaders you know, the courage that they need, and he's going to give them the legal room that they can work with to actually start changing their ways back to more based, conservative, pro-white kind of way of worshiping, I guess. I don't know. It's kind of hard to explain. But I really liked how he discussed the media, so I have this one clip that I want to play for you guys.
Yet our media culture often mocks and demeans people of faith, and you understand that. All the time I hear from concerned parents how much harder it is for a Christian family to raise their children in today's media environment. It is right, isn't it? Huh? It is right. Not even close. Your values of love, charity, and faith built this nation. So how can it be that our media treats people of faith so poorly? One of the reasons is that our politicians have really abandoned you to a large extent. And Hillary Clinton, you can forget about her. So let me state this right up front. A Trump administration, our Christian heritage, will be cherished, protected, defended, like you've never seen before. Believe me.
Oh man, it just feels so good to hear that. I love how he points out that the media is attacking Christianity. Of course, examples like Sarah Silverman and Larry David, they come to mind, definitely. This is going to moralize, it's going to energize so many white people, because like Donald Trump says, there's more Christians than there are men or women. And sure, there's a lot of muddy Christians now, definitely, with the Mudvasion going on. But tons of white people, the vast majority of white people are Christians. And I feel like if they're given more freedom as Christians, you know, it's gonna be a good thing, definitely. I just don't see how it could be a bad thing. Because right now, things are getting bad because everyone's cucked really bad. They're less and less Christian. They're politically correct. That's what it mainly is. It's getting away from political correctness. And it really is just going to bring a lot of energy to our people. And apparently, you know, it's a lot easier to just, you know, try to use Christianity as a way to get our people together, because people are already Christian. There's already churches. We already have a long, vast, rich history of Christianity in our culture. It's already there. You know, I know there's like creators, and there's non-Christians of all sorts. And that's great too. I love you guys too. But the fact is, Christianity is already here. We already have the infrastructure. So I really love Donald Trump for doing this. You know, we're going to say Merry Christmas again. You know, it's going to be more and more implicitly white, right? So I just think it's great. Best current year ever. So next headline, also from InfoStormer. The Donald calls out subversive CNN Jew Jeff Zucker. And these are just some tweets from Donald Trump. I think it was on September 9th. I can't remember for sure. But he says, at CNN is unwatchable. Their news on me is fiction. They are a disgrace to the broadcasting industry and an arm of the Clinton campaign. And then right after that, he tweets, Jeff Zucker failed at NBC and he is now failing at CNN. So it's just a case of Trump literally calling out a media Jew. Of course, he's not calling him out as a Jew. But the fact that he's even calling out the media at all is one of my favorite things about Donald Trump. You know, just like how he just called out the media for attacking Christianity so hardcore. He always goes after the media. You can go to my YouTube channel and I have a bunch of Donald Trump compilations, and there are some of them where it is just amazing the stuff he says to the media. I remember around the time they were trying to push the meme that Putin was having journalists killed, and Donald Trump was at a rally. He was like, I hate the media. I won't kill them though, but I do hate them. You know, like, we have to call out the media, guys. Like, sure, you know, like, the financial side of things, the banking system, that's like the foundation of Jewish power. But the media is like the Jewish power on steroids, and it's right in our face, and it's, you know, turning everyone into a degenerate, drug-using porn addict, and, you know, race mixing is okay, and all this stuff. So we have to deal with the media. Donald Trump, our next president, hates the media, and he doesn't just hate some of the media. He talks about like 70-80% of the media are the biggest liars. He says they're the biggest liars on earth. It's amazing the stuff he says. This is who we need. And speaking of which, you know, worse is better, some people say, right? So therefore we should want Hillary Clinton to win because she'll be so bad that, you know, we're going to wake up finally. But I was thinking, and I was talking to a friend about this, worse isn't better anymore. Worse is better apparently has not woken us up yet. Okay? I think better is better at this point. I would like to just have Donald Trump in there, build the wall, and pass the new libel laws against the lying Jew media instead of have Hillary Clinton come in, push the pause, push diversity, legalize the illegals. I think that would be demoralizing, and that would not be... Sorry, worse would be worse, not better. I think it's pretty simple to understand.
You are listening to the best current year ever with Fascist Levin.
So, next article from the Daily Forward, the Jewish Daily Forward. Donald Trump sides with Benjamin Netanyahu in West Bank ethnic cleansing flap. Donald Trump's advisor on U.S.-Israeli relations told Haaretz Sunday that the Obama administration should be ashamed of their misguided reaction to remarks by Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. In a Facebook video published over the weekend, Netanyahu said that support for the removal of Israeli settlements in the West Bank as part of a two-state peace deal with the Palestinian Authority was the equivalent of advocating for the ethnic cleansing of Jews. That is Jew think to the maximum extent. If you remove us from the land we've illegally occupied and genocided the natives, then you're genociding us. If you don't let us genocide you, that means you're genociding us. And that really is what it comes down to with these Jews. But we're going to go ahead and listen to Benjamin Netanyahu because it is kind of funny what he says in here.
I'm sure many of you have heard the claim that Jewish communities in Judea Samaria, the West Bank, are an obstacle to peace. I've always been perplexed by this notion, because no one would seriously claim that the nearly 2 million Arabs living inside Israel, that they're an obstacle to peace. That's because they aren't. On the contrary, Israel's diversity shows its openness and readiness for peace. Yet the Palestinian leadership actually demands a Palestinian state with one precondition. No Jews. There's a phrase for that. It's called ethnic cleansing. And this demand is outrageous. It's even more outrageous that the world doesn't find this outrageous. Some otherwise enlightened countries even promote this outrage. Ask yourself this. Would you accept ethnic cleansing in your state? A territory without Jews, without Hispanics, without blacks? Since when is bigotry a foundation for peace? So the next time you hear someone say, Jews can't live somewhere, let alone in their ancestral homeland, take a moment to think of the implications. Ethnic cleansing for peace is absurd. It's about time somebody said it. I just did.
Oh man, that is just too funny. Ethnic cleansing for peace. Would you want Jews, Hispanics, and blacks to be ethnically cleansed from your state? Yes, definitely. Please, immediately. Like, I want to wake up tomorrow morning and see nothing but white people every day for the rest of my life. So yes, they all got to go home. And bigotry, that is the foundation of peace, because racial separation is the foundation of peace. Without racial separation, there's never going to be any peace, any progress. So it's kind of funny. He He asked the question. Yeah, the answer is yes, I do want to ethnically cleanse my state of blacks, Hispanics, and Jews. Thank you very much, Mr. Bibi Netanyahu. Oh, that's so funny, man. So, I have one more story for you guys. We're going to end it on a really funny story right here. This is too good. Also from InfoStormer, Top Keck. Indian government forced to shame citizens into using toilets. And this is from the Washington Post. India's government has been on a public toilet building spree. Now, it's trying to shame people into using them. You see, guys, all the races are the same. Race is a social construct. An aggressive new campaign ridicules those who are no longer poor but continue to defecate in the open, a practice that remains common in rural India despite its growing wealth and trappings of modern life. Television commercials and billboards now carry a message that strike at the heart of the Indian contradiction of being the world's fastest growing major economy and also where relieving oneself in the open is the norm in most villages. Since Prime Minister Narendra Modi's Clean India mission set a target of 2019 to end the practice, the government built millions of new toilets. Oh man, in fact, the advertisements mock the very idea that India is developing. The tagline says, "Only the habit of using a toilet is real progress." I could not agree more. And look, this is not scat humor. This is not Jew humor. This is funny because it's a glaring demonstration of racial differences. And it's just funny that they don't want to use toilets. Okay, that's the part that's funny. Okay, it's not like I'm making fart noises or anything like that. It is hilarious that even despite the fact that they're modernizing, they have AC, they have flat screens, they have internet. So you're going to be inside your house using the internet, drinking a cup of coffee with your HD flat screen on. And then when it's time to use the restroom, you're going to go outside in the wide open. And that's why they're called street shitters. That's one of my favorite racial slurs, too. That's rough, man. This is just too funny, though, man. And the ridiculing is done by children. "Uncle, you wear a tie around your neck, shoes on your feet, but you still defecate in the open. What kind of progress is this?" asks a child in one commercial. Another says, "You may have a smartphone in your hand, but you still squat on the train tracks." Children are also shown making fun of men who buy a new flat screen TV, refrigerator, and a motorcycle, but do not use a toilet. I looked for these commercials on YouTube, and either they're not on YouTube or I couldn't find them. But I would love to see those commercials. If anyone can find those, please find me on Twitter at Fascist Lemming or YouTube Fascist Lemming, or comment here on Radio Aryan, or comment on the Daily Stormer post of this show. Let me know any way you can, please, that you found this commercial, because that is absolutely hilarious. You know, and I hope they evolve, because that's gross. That is not funny. That I would not see if a Jew was walking down the street in India and saw them, you know, bent over doing their business and open, they'd be laughing and giggling at all the noises being made and this kind of thing. I'd be disgusted and walk the other way. See, so I'm trying to make that distinction, because I know some autiste is going to be like, that's Jewish humor you're using. Anyway, guys, That's a good note to end it on. I hope you guys enjoyed the show. I enjoyed making it for you guys. I want to shill for donations real quick. If you want to donate to me, paypal.me/jlimmington. And I'm about to be on Bitcoin. By the way, it really is easy to get on Bitcoin. I think the website is Coinbase. It's so easy. It's ridiculous. So I'm about to be donating to England, and if any of you guys have money and you know you want to give some to England but you're too lazy to use Bitcoin, I promise you it's not hard. Like, it's really, really easy, and he really needs the money, and he's earned the money. He really has. You know, he's one of the main drivers of making Trump our first Nazi president and making Nazi Pepe an official Nazi, you know, he's the main one supporting Duke, you know, because once again, here on Radio Area and Daily Stormer, we do acknowledge the fact that David Duke does exist and that he's doing great things for us, and we need to support him. So please also donate to David Duke. It's too easy. Give him $5, give him $50, give him $500. But of course, also, if you want to give me some shekels, I would greatly appreciate it. I'm going to be putting it to good use. I will be having an HD camera within a day or two, thanks to the donations I've received so far. Anyway, guys, I love you guys. It is the best damn current year ever. So thanks for listening. And no matter what else you do in your life, keep it white.
That we went outside and stood our ground.